From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Founding member states of the European Union pressed for Britain to leave quickly. This week, we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit, as it's called, fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron travels to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will for the first time meet without Britain. Former British Foreign Secretary David Miliband spoke Sunday on the NBC News program Meet the Press.
In an up or down vote on an institution that is unloved, in a way, it's not surprising that you get a down vote. The trouble is you have to live with the consequences. And I always say to people, populism is popular until it gets elected, and then it has to make decisions, and that's when the trouble starts.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute.
We will continue, the United States, to have a very close and special relationship with Great Britain. We value that relationship. That does not change because of this vote.
Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond. Spaniards voted Sunday in a repeat election, hoping to break a political deadlock that began in December following the last election. It didn't work out that way. Sunday's results roughly mirrored those of the previous election, leaving Spain still in political limbo. A senior Iraqi official says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood. This is VOA News.